Hare Krishna, today is a very very fortunate and auspicious day because today is a Shri Shri Narasimha Chaturdasi, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Asya Narasimha, half lion and half man incarnation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayan Sakshuran Militam Vena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Nava Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Yiti Naminim Namaste Saraswati Devai Gauravani Pracharinim Nirvishesha Sunyavati Pashata Deshataranim Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Pradayatim Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvije Namaham. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kantarada Kantanamostutim Tapta Kanchana Gauranki Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sude Devi Pranabhami Hari Priyam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Narasimha Avatar is a very, very, very motivating and very, very powerful avatar. As soon as we think about Lord Narasimha Dev, and our body will get so much of energy, even sleeping man, if we hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narasimha Dev, and he will become very, very enthusiasm, because this Narasimha Dev is specifically, he appeared to protect the devotees. So one who hear about the pastime of the Supreme Lord as Narasimha Dev, and he will become very, very fearless. he will become very, very fearless. So many times people say God is everywhere. He is there in a pillar and everywhere. God is everywhere. So Narasimha Dev, he proved that he is everywhere. He appeared from the pillar as a half lion and half man. So as a God, he can appear any form. Even he can come as a Krishna or Rama or whatever the form, Vishnu form, as it is, he can come. And or he can even kill from the, he can, in Vaikuntha planet, Goloka Vrindavan itself, if he send Sudarshana Chakra will kill Hiranyakashipu. So there is no problem at all to take any form. But here, why Supreme Lord is taken half lion and half man? Because Brahmaji, he gave a benediction to Hiranyakashipu. So the Supreme Lord, and he never breaks the promise of his devotee. Krishna says, Sipram bhavati dharmatma saswasantim nikachatim kaunteya pradijana hiname bhakta pranashatim. He says, my devotees never perishes. So that means whatever the devotees, Krishna's devotees promise, that definitely it will happen. So Brahma, because Brahma is given the benediction to Hiranyakashipu, and he don't want to break Brahmaji's benediction. So to maintain that all the vows, and Krishna and the Supreme Lord appeared as a half man, as a half lion. So why he killed Hiranyakashipu? Because Hiranyakashipu become very, very angry. Why he become angry? Because as we discussed before, the boar incarnation, the Varahadev incarnation, Varahadev appeared and he killed Hiranyaksha, the brother of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu is a twin brother. So Varahadev, he killed Hiranyaksha. So as soon as he heard that Hiranyakashipu, he heard Hiranyaksha killed by Vishnu, then immediately he become very, very angry upon Lord Vishnu. So he became very, very angry, and he told all the people, "You close all the temple, and you close all the temple. Nobody should chant Om Namo Narayana or anything about the Vishnu's name. Kill all the Brahmanas, and you stop all the yagyas." So in this way, and he completely against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a very, very powerful, and all the Devi and Devadas, they will struggle like anything. As soon as they hear the name of Hiranyakashipu, they will run here and there. So he is a very, very powerful demon. So he wanted to find Vishnu and kill Vishnu. He wanted to kill Vishnu. So he wanted to, if he wanted to kill, so he went to do the tapasya. He did the tapasya. He went to the Mantara hill, and he did tapasya for 100 celestial years. 100 celestial year means for us, 6 months is the off day for the Devi and Devatas. So another 6 months is the night for them. So that means when we complete 1 year, it is equal to 1 day for these celestial years. So that means we can calculate 100 celestial years he did tapasya. It is a Ghora tapasya. He was doing very, very powerful tapasya, and he did not take any water, and he did not take any food. Simply, he was doing so much of tapasya, and he is actually what kind of tapasya he is doing, because he was standing in a two leg, in the two toe, and his hand is upward. And this position, actually is standing, and it completely he lifted his hands, two hands in the air, and he is standing in only in the two toe. So this position we cannot even stand for even 1 second. Hiranyakashipu, he was standing like this for 100 celestial years, and he was doing tapasya like anything. Then as soon as he was doing a tapasya, and all the direction the heat started coming. Because he is doing so much of tapasya, and all the rays are coming out from his body, and so much of heat is emanating from him, and the heat is going everywhere. All the plants and animals, they were actually feeling so much of heat. What to talk about the animals? Even the demigods, they become so much of afraid. They become very much afraid, and all the rivers are got agitated, and the ocean is getting agitated, the stars, the planet, everything got agitated totally. So immediately all the demigods, they went to Brahmaji. They were running like anything, because they are not able to breathe anything. So much of heat is coming, as just like at the time of the dissolution, so much of heat will come. So similarly, so much of heat is coming from Hiranyakashipu. All the Devi and Devatas, they were running to Brahmaji. Brahmaji, please you come here, because the Hiranyakashipu is doing a tapasya like anything. So much of heat is coming, unable to bear. If it goes, the world may get destroyed. So you kindly go and help and see this man, Hiranyakashipu. Please come kindly stop this man. So then immediately Brahmaji he went where this Hiranyakashipu was doing tapasya. So he was coming in the swan, and he started searching. Brahmaji could not able to find where Hiranyakashipu is doing tapasya, because he was doing a tapasya without water or anything. His hand is covered. It's become a hill, closed. His body is completely covered and closed. Brahmaji, unable to locate. Then after that, somehow he find where this Hiranyakashipu was doing a tapasya. So then after that, Brahmaji said, "Please, you come out from this meditation. You have done more than any saintly people. Not even saintly people, they have done this kind of tapasya. You have done so much. Please, you come out from this." Then, because this Hiranyakashipu, he is keeping a life where he is born. This ant hill formed, and there is no flesh. Everything this ant is eaten, because 100 years he was standing like that, and the ant is eaten all his the flesh in his body. Only the bone was there, and he is by the mystic power, and he is keeping the life here within his bone. Such was the tapasya. So that was the actually the strength of the devotional service, the strength of the tapasya. Even when we do the tapasya, even it is mentioned in the Shastra, if somebody, Brahmachari, if somebody maintain his brahmacharya and for 15 years, then whatever he speaks, it will be transformed. If he, the perfect brahmacharya, if he says to somebody, if he commands anything, you sit means they will sit. And if he stand, if they say stand means they will stand. So whatever the brahmacharya he speak, everybody they will obey. That will then the power, the speech will become that much very, very powerful. Not only the speech, whatever the activities he does become very, very powerful. So that is the strength of the devotional service. So here Hiranyakashipu was keeping a life where he is born. Then immediately from the commandalu of Lord Brahma, he taken the transcendental water and sprinkled on the Hiranyakashipu's body. As soon as he sprinkled the water and the Hiranyakashipu become, he regained his body and he completely become youth and completely become very powerful strength, and then he completely, he become the golden like a mart. He got the strength very, very powerful. Then immediately, as usual, the demons are always, there's a politician, if you see, they always glorify simply for the some benefit. So here Hiranyakashipu, he used the trick and he glorified Brahmaji and so much, then Brahmaji became very, very happy. Then he said, "What do you want? Please ask me some benediction." So then Hiranyakashipu taken his wonderful notes and he started asking benediction from Lord Brahma. Then the first question he asked, "Brahmaji, I should not die." Then Brahmaji said, "I am also going to die one day. My duration also, life is also fixed. So how can I give you this benediction? So you please ask something better than this. This benediction I cannot give you." So then instead of the beginning he asked, "I don't want to die." Then after that he asked all the questions such a way that he will not die. Such a way he asked question. He asked the benediction. So he said, "I should not be killed by any human being, or I should not be killed by any animals." Brahmaji says, "Tadasu." Then he said, "I should not be killed in the daytime or the night time." Okay. Then Brahmaji, he asked the benediction, "I should not be killed inside or outside or with any weapons or in the ground or in the sky." So in this way, he asked so much of benediction from Lord Brahma. Practically, he covered everything like a deathless person. So he covered everything. Then finally he asked the question, he asked the benediction, "And I should not be killed by whatever you have created, and nobody should kill me. Whatever that you created, nobody should kill me." So then Brahmaji said, "Okay, tatastu, no problem, because the Vishnu is created me and he will kill you. I will not kill you, or it will not be killed by whatever I have created, but somebody has created me, so they will kill." So in this way, thinking in his mind, Brahmaji said, "Tatastu." So as soon as he heard Tatastu, as soon as he got the blessings, then he previously he is very, very powerful. Now he got so much of strength, and now he understands that he is a deathless, he is not going to die anyway. So he started going like everywhere. So he went to heavenly planet, and Indra was sitting peacefully in the heavenly planet, and suddenly he went there and he kicked Indra and he said, "Oh, go out." So in this way, even he kicked Indra and he sat on the Indra's chair. So in this way, Hiranyakashipu became very, 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 very powerful, and everybody, as soon as they heard Hiranyakashipu, they were all shivering like anything. So he is a very, very affectionate to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is a son of Hiranyakashipu. He is only 6 years old boy, five, six years old boy. And one day, this is Hiranyakashipu, like we are all sending the child to the school. And Prahlad Maharaj also, Hiranyakashipu also, he sent Prahlad Maharaj to Sanda and Amarka. They are actually a Brahmana. And he sent to them, Sanda and Amarka is a teacher. And he said, "You please educate my student, educate my children." So in this way, Hiranyakashipu, he sent Prahlad Maharaj to the school. So after going there, he don't like Prahlad Maharaj. He is a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. Because in the school, they were actually teaching all the science and politics, economics and politics, how to do politics. And this so many things they were actually teaching. Prahlad Maharaj don't like it. Then he said, "I don't like all those things." Then he actually, after some time, and Hiranyakashipu invited Prahlad Maharaj to the his palace. And he Prahlad Maharaj, he is a Hiranyakashipu, he is a very, very big judgment. He is a palace, he is a very, very tall, and he is a chair, he is a very, very elevated. And he is sitting in his that top elevated place, and he is telling Prahlad Maharaj, he put it in his lap. And he said, "Oh Prahlada, what did you learn from the school?" So then he said, "I learned from the school, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnuho Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivetanam." This is what I learned from the school. Actually, Hiranyakashipu is asking, what did you learn from the school of the Sanda Namarka? But here, Prahlad Maharaj says, what he learned from Narada Muni, his own guru. He's saying, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnuho Smaranam. As soon as Hiranyakashipu heard the name of Vishnu, he actually thrown Prahlad Maharaj down. He become very, very angry. As soon as, how come you are telling my enemy's name? Even though Prahlad Maharaj is a 5 years old boy, and everybody practically except Prahlad Maharaj in this world, everybody is a fearing of Hiranyakashipu, but still small boy, 5 years old boy, he has become very, very fearless, because he always chant Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha, Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. He always chant the name of the Supreme Personality Godhead Narayana. So he is very, very powerful, and he is not at all afraid. Then he called Sanda Namarka. Then Sanda Namarka started urinating. Oh my God. And he is telling like this way. Then Hiranyakashipu said, what is this nonsense you are all talking about? What you are teaching about to my son? And you are spoiling my son. Why did you teaching all those things? Then Sanda Amarga become very, very severing. No, sir. We are not teaching all those things. We don't know where he is learning all those things. Then he said, oh, go and correct them. Don't teach all this nonsense. Vishnu is my enemy, so don't teach all those things. Then they took Prahlad Maharaj to school, and he asked Prahlad, how come you learn all those things? Who taught you all those things? And he said, this is actually I learned from my womb of my mother. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj said, after that, when this Sanda Amarka, whenever they go out for the break, and Prahlad Maharaj is to chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He is to do the Harinam Sankirtan. He is to tell all his, Prahlad Maharaj is Asura. And all his playmates are Asura. He tell all the Asuras, all the boys, and you chant the holy name of Krishna, chant Narayana, Narayana, Hari, Hari. This way they used to do the Kirtan, and Prahlad Maharaj practically, he converted the school into like a temple. And then Santa Amarka, they came and they become very, very afraid. How come you are telling everybody to chant Narayana, Narayana? If Hiranyakashipu come to know this, then he will become extremely angry. Stop this, stop this, stop this. So in this way, he is to say. Then after that, Prahlad Maharaj, then all these boys, they become very, very surprised. Prahlada, how you are also studying with us only? How come you know all those things? Then he explained how he learned all those things from mother, from Narada Muni. Because when Kayadu was pregnant, all the Devi and Devada, because the Hiranyakashipu, he went to Mantara Hill to perform the tapasya, and all the Devi and Devadas, they came to know that the wife of Hiranyakashipu, Kayadu, she is pregnant. So they become very afraid. One demon is there, Hiranyakashipu. He himself, making trouble, lot of things. Another demon is going to come from the womb of Kayadu. So let us go and kill Nav itself. So in this way, they came to Kayadu. They were about to take to the heavenly planet to kill this boy and till the child in the womb. Then Narada Muni, he came to the scene and he said, the pure devotee of the Lord is there. Don't think that the Asura is there inside. So he said, you leave to me, I will take care. So in this way, Narada Muni, he took Kayadu to his own ashram, then started teaching all the devotional service to Kayadu. Then Kayadu, as a lady, she is pregnant and started sleeping, but the womb, the child inside the womb, and he was actually keep on hearing the instruction of the Prahlad Narada Muni. So Narada Muni was keep on continuously talking about the Supreme Lord. So that's why it is mentioned in the Shastra, we need to, when the woman is pregnant, they have to actually hear the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the Prahlad Maharaj, even though 5 years old boy, he become very, very fearless because he heard everything from Narada Muni when he was inside the womb. So he was explaining all those things to this Asura child. So then he was teaching them, Kaumaram Achare Pragyam Dharmam Bhagavatam Miham Durlabam Manasam Janmam Tadapi Adrubam Martadam. He says Durlabam Manusam Janma. He says Kaumara Machara. When you are when all the Asuras, he said, when the Prahlad Maharaj said, you all chant the holy name of Krishna, then all the Asura child, what are they telling? When we become old, we will chant, what is the problem now? We will play. Then that's why Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumara Machara Pragya. When we are small, we should chant the holy name of Krishna. Kaumaram Achare Pragya Dharman Bhagavatam Mikam. We have to engage in the devotional service, bhakti. So that's why Shastra explained that when the child is in a 5-6 years old, we should teach the devotional service. So he says, Kaumaram Achare Pragya Dharman Bhagavatam Mikam. Why we are, when we are in a small boy, we should engage in the devotional service? Because Durlabam Manusam Janmam. Manusam Durlabam Manusam Janma. To getting the human form of life is very, very, very rare. Durlabam Manusam Janmam Tadapi Adruvam. After that he says, Prahlad Maharaj says, Adruvam. Adruva means temporary. Adruva means this body can go, even though Durlabam. It's very, very rare to get the human form of life, but it is a temporary. It will vanish any times. It will vanish anytime. So that's why he says Adhruvam. After that he says Arthadam. Arthadam means it is very, very meaningful. This human form of body is very, very meaningful. By using this body we can do the devotional service. Then after that one more shloka he is saying, Puna Puna Sarvita Charvananam. Puna Puna Charvita. This material world, just like when we take the sugar from the sugar can, when they achieve the sugar from the take out the sugar, the juice, then there is nothing is there. Just like when you take out the rice, and the only rusk will be there. If you keep on beating the rusk, what is the use? Nothing, you will get it. So similarly, in this material world, there is nothing is there. Puna puna charveda charvananam, chewing the chewed. He says, Prahlad Maharaj says, you please all, everyone please chant the holy name of Krishna and they do the devotional service. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj is teaching very wonderfully. So we also, in our life, we should take the bhakti process, because this is a susukam kartam avyayam. This is a very, very joyful process. This is a bhakti process. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj teach to the all the asuras. Then Hiranyakashipu, he unable to tolerate what his boy is doing. And then he said, you kill this boy, there is no use. Because he is glorifying my enemy Vishnu. So you kill this boy. So then Hiranyakashipu said, you give the poison to this man. Then Kayadu, she gave a poison to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj chanted the holy name of Krishna and he thought this is a prasadam and he drink, nothing happened. After that they thrown from the hill. That time also nothing happened. After that they brought the ferocious elephant, they thrown inside the elephant, nothing happened. They put a fire, nothing happened. They brought the snake to bite, nothing happened. They thrown inside the ocean, nothing happened. This way they tried all the way to kill Prahlad Maharaj. Because Prahlad Maharaj is always chanting the holy name of Krishna. He is a completely 100% fearless. Even Indra also fear to hear the name of Hiranyakashipu, he become very, very fearless. So this is the perfect stage of devotional service. So when we do the devotional service, we become very, very completely fearless. This is a guaranteed 100%. If you want, you can note in your diary and you try to follow whatever Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the Shastra, as per the Shastra Srila Prabhupada teaches. And if you follow, we can become 100% fearless like Prahlad Maharaj. So then Hiranyakashipu become very, very frustrated. So how to kill this man? how to kill this man. So in this way, he was actually asking to Prahlad Maharaj. Then he became extremely frustrated, and one day he asked Prahlada, where is your Vishnu? From where you are getting all this strength from me? From, and Prahlad Maharaj says, you are also getting strength from somebody, the same person. I also getting the strength from the same person, Lord Vishnu. So then he is, Hiranyakashipu asks, where is your Vishnu staying? Where is the Vishnu? And Prahlad Maharaj says, he is there everywhere. Where shall I tell? Everywhere Vishnu is there. Then Hiranyakashipu asks, he is there in this pillar? Prahlad Maharaj, yes, in this pillar also he is there. Immediately he taken the vajna, he is a gada, and he started very ferociously. He went and hit. As soon as he hit, and immediately Narasimhadev, immediately he appeared with a ferociously, with a half the form of the human, and the head is with a lion. He ferociously, as soon as he hit, immediately he came with so much of angry. He came inside out of the pillar, and the sound was coming like anything. So sound is coming like anything. All the Devi Devatas, they are all become very, very afraid. Even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, everybody get very, very afraid, because the sound is coming like anything. And the Lord become very, very angry, very, very ferocious, and very, very fearful form he came out from the pillar. And he was, you know, as soon as Hiranyakashipu saw this form, and he bewildered completely. What is this? I never seen such a person, such a form. So in this way, he completely bewildered, and Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj, Narasimhadev started playing with Hiranyakashipu. Because what Brahmaji gave the benediction, he should not be killed in the daytime and the night time also. So Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, Narasimhadev, he came little early. So he was playing, and he is waiting for the perfect time. So he was playing with Hiranyakashipu. Then as soon as this Sandhya time came, and he pulled Hiranyakashipu and put it in his lap. He gave the benediction, either a man should not be killed or animal. So he came with a combination of man and animal. So then he said, not in the daytime or in the night time, he killed in a Sandhya time. Then he said, not in a earth, not in a sky. So he put it on his lap, and he said, he should not be killed by any weapon, or he should not be killed by any living entity. So he said he killed with using the nails. In the nails, if you see, there is no life force is there. So he killed by using the nails. So he killed. Narasimhadev Bhavan ki jai. So after killing, he put his hand inside the Hiranyakashipu, and he saw, is there any good qualities. So nothing he found, and he killed and thrown. So after that, everybody become very, very fearful, and nobody is coming nearby Narasimhadev, because he is a, it's mentioned in Shastra, if anybody give any problem to the Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Supreme Lord, the Lord will not tolerate it. Even if we can criticize the Lord, no problem. But if we criticize the devotees, and if we give any trouble to the devotees, then the Lord will not tolerate it. So this is a perfect example of Narasimhadev. So after that, Brahmaji said, even Lakshmi Devi, even Brahma is very afraid to go nearby the Narasimhadev. Even Lord Shiva, he also become very, very afraid. And what to speak of Brahma and Shiva, and even Lakshmi Devi, she is a consort of Narasimhadev, and she also very afraid to go nearby here Narasimhadev. Then Brahmaji said, you please go and glorify, and you make him cool down. Then immediately Prahlad Maharaj is very, very fearless, and he went there and bowed on the lotus feet of Narasimhadev. Immediately Narasimhadev, and he lifted him, and he put his lotus hand on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. Then he blessed. So immediately Prahlad Maharaj started glorifying, and he became very, very, very become joyful, and he started glorifying the Supreme Lord. Then the Narasimhadev also become very, very peaceful. Then he asked the benediction. Hey Prahlad, you ask some benediction from me. And Prahlad Maharaj says, I don't want any benediction. You, my Lord, you kindly forgive my father. I don't want any benediction. So this is the status of the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord. So then Narasimhadev said, and 21 generation will get liberated. What to speak of your father, because you are the pure devotee, 21 generation will get, you know, delivered from this material world. So they will get moksha. So in this way, he gave the benediction. So it is mentioned, even if one person become the devotee in the family, then 21 generation they will get benefit. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead pastime, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto, very 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 beautiful. Just like a trailer, we have spoke about the few glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let us pray to the Narasimha Dev, so that in our heart there are so many asuras are sitting inside. So when we pray to the Narasimha Dev, just like he killed Hiranyakashipu, the same way there are many Hiranyakashipu is there in our body. So he will kill and he will make us very very fearful, so that we can perform the devotional service in our life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.